Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Total Information AM. Joining us now is Margaret Brennan, the host of CBS's Face the Nation every weekend. Good morning, Margaret. So let's start with the case of this CEO who's murdered. They've caught the suspect. What is the discussion in Washington about this?
Well, I think this story has really transfixed the country and also not just served as a shocking crime in broad daylight on the streets of Manhattan and concerns rightfully about corporate security, CEO security, and the question of whether, you know, seeking an outlet through violence is something we're going to see more of. But it's also reflected frustration with public health in this country. That may not be new, but certainly you saw this outpouring of frustration with Americans talking about bad experiences they had either with United Healthcare or with other healthcare companies. In Washington, that's also grabbed attention. But does anything come out of it at the policy level? No.
Another one of the headlines of the morning is that President-elect Trump says he will pardon nonviolent offenders from January 6th. Is that reverberating in the nation's capital?
We're going to talk about that on Sunday's program with Senator Amy Klobuchar, who sits on the Judiciary Committee, which oversees the Justice Department, but someone who also survived those attacks on the Capitol that day, but as many lawmakers, very shell-shocked by the experience. We will talk about it, but it's going to be interesting to see how the Trump administration parses this. Nonviolent, exactly what does that mean? How is it defined? Is, you know, chanting, breaking windows, is that nonviolent? Is going into the offices and ransacking them nonviolent? How does he define it? We're going to look at these cases. There are nearly 1,500 of them being prosecuted, and also talk about what signal that sends. By the same token, we're going to talk about this commutation and pardoning that President Biden has undertaken in the final days of his administration, something many presidents do, of course, but the size of this massive commutation has really gotten a lot of attention.
Well, Donald Trump says that that's going to happen in the first half hour, basically, right, of his presidency. What are the other one or two top things that you think are going to happen right away when he takes office?
Well, presidents often use that inauguration day for these moments of symbolic change with signing executive orders saying, you know, thou shall be done. However, a lot of the implementation of policies is a more clunky and complicated, and it takes a lot more time than just the stroke of a pen on Inauguration Day. That said, the president-elect has vowed to do things like reinstating the Remain in Mexico policy, as he calls it, which is, you know, would force those who are applying for asylum in the United States to leave the United States while awaiting their day in court. But of course, that can cause problems for those who don't have money and have to sleep in tents on the other side of the border, often subjected to violence. That's what happened in the first administration. So things like that. We'll also have to see whether some of his pledges to, for example, deputize members of the National Guard to act as immigration agents, whether those things legally have a ground to move forward on. But you may see some declarations.
What else do you have on the program this weekend?
We're going to talk about the tremendous amount of geopolitical instability at this moment in time with Donald Trump's incoming national security advisor. Current Congressman Mike Walls of Florida, former Green Beret, will be joining us to talk about what the new commander-in-chief plans. And I think this is an important conversation. We want to talk about the Middle East. We want to talk about China. We want to talk about what's happening in Ukraine right now. We also have Ukraine's Ambassador Oksana Markarova joining us. It was just last weekend that Donald Trump flew to Paris and met with President Zelensky and said things are starting to show signs of going in his direction for a vision of a peace deal. Yet just overnight, we saw Russia bombing energy infrastructure in Ukraine to make that cold winter even more frigid and frightening and painful for the Ukrainian people. We'll also speak to Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota, about plans for security, not just on Inauguration Day, but around lawmakers and elected officials writ large.
It is CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday morning. Margaret Brennan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.